Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school and college basketball action last night, Scott Christofferson's buzzer beater was a first. Christofferson banked in a three-pointer at the buzzer to cap a late rally that gave Iowa State a 71-68 victory over Oklahoma State. The senior guard after the game said, "I've never done something like that before, not even in high school, not even in middle school." He said it was a good feeling and quite a thrill for the Hilton Coliseum crowd of 12,397, which was squirming after the Cyclones fell behind 66-60 with less than 3 minutes to play. But Christofferson hit a three-pointer and driving layup to cut the lead to one. And after Keaton Page sank two free throws for Oklahoma State, Tyrus McGee nailed a three to tie it at 68-all with 16.8 seconds remaining. Now, the Cowboys had a chance for the final shot, but McGee, who gave the Cyclones that huge lift off the bench with 17 points, knocked the ball off of Markell Brown's leg, and it rolled out of bounds with 4.8 seconds left, giving Iowa State the possession. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg said McGee was our energy guy all night long. He says, "If we don't have Tyrus tonight, there's no way we win that ball game." Iowa State inbounded, and Christofferson dribbled up the floor. He stopped about 2 feet from the three-point line and launched his game winner over the 5-foot-8-inch Page, which touched off a wild celebration among the ISU players. Christofferson was mobbed and then jumped up onto the scorer's table to salute the crowd. After a video review by the officials, the basket stood. Christofferson and Royce White had 17 points each for the Cyclones, who improved to 13-5, 3-2 in Big 12 play with that victory last night. Ravonte Rice hit two free throws to force overtime and then made a fast break layup to put Drake ahead to stay in a 75-68 victory over Southern Illinois last night. Rice, who finished with 18 points, made two foul shots to tie the game at 63 with 30 seconds left. He then broke a 64-all tie with his basket with 3:12 remaining in overtime. Ben Simon's 20 points led the Bulldogs, who won their fourth in a row for their longest winning streak in 2 years. Also, Aaron Hawley added 16 points in that ball game, and it was Missouri Valley Conference play now for the Bulldogs at their record 5-3. They're 12-7 overall with that victory last night. Torrey Murray scored 24 points, including a layup with a minute 21 left to play to give Wichita State the lead for good in a back-and-forth 71-68 victory last night over Northern Iowa. Murray added a jumper with 12 seconds left for the final margin. Northern Iowa's Mark Sonnen's game-tying three-point attempt in the closing seconds was off the mark. Garrett Stutz added 17, Joe Ragland 13 for the Shockers, who are 16-3 overall, 7-1 in the Valley. Anthony James led the Panthers with 16 points, and Seth Tuttle had 15 for the Panthers, who are now 13-7 overall. They're 3-5 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Elsewhere last night at Top 25 College Hoops, Murray State is still undefeated after they passed their toughest Ohio Valley Conference test so far. Isaiah Cannon scored 20 points as undefeated number 12 Murray State beat Morehead State 66-60, improving to 19-0. The Racers trailed by 9 with just under 13 minutes to play before they rallied. Murray State is one of two unbeaten teams in men's Division I basketball. The other is top-rated Syracuse. Murray State joined Cleveland State as the only two teams in Division I with 8 road wins so far this season. Elsewhere in the top 25, Nebraska has posted its biggest win since joining the Big Ten as Jorge Brian Diaz made two free throws with 11 seconds left to give Nebraska the lead, and Indiana couldn't score in its final possession as the Cornhuskers upset number 11 Indiana 70-69. That's the Hoosiers' third straight loss. Bo Spencer led the Huskers with 23 points. Sean Kilpatrick hit a three-pointer with 2.7 seconds left as Cincinnati upset number 13 Connecticut 70-67 for its seventh straight road victory in the Big East. Anthony Marshall had a career-high 27 points as number 14 UNLV routed TCU 101-78. Also last night, number 16 San Diego State overcame a sluggish start. They beat New Mexico for its ninth straight victory 75-70. Reginald Buckner scored a career-high 19 points along with 15 rebounds as Mississippi upset number 18 Mississippi State 75-68. Gregory Ekenik scored 16 points and Doug McDermott added 15 to help lead number 19 Creighton to a win over Missouri State 66-65. And also number 25 Kansas State beat Texas by a final of 84-80. In women's college hoops last night, Yvonne Anderson's floater in the lane with 0.7 of a second left lifted Texas to a 62-60 win over Iowa State at the Frank Irwin Center. Anderson's shot came after ISU used a 7-2 run over the final 133 to tie it at 60. Trailing 58-53, freshman Nicky Moody drove past Chastity Fussell and got a basket and a foul to close within two. After Ashley Gale made a layup with the shot clock about to expire, Lauren Mansfield was fouled and converted both free throws. The Cyclones then recorded a stop at the other end before Chelsea Poppins was fouled by Gale with 17 seconds left. Poppins, who finished 7-for-8 at the line, converted both free throws. That tied the score. The Longhorns ran the clock down and went to Anderson, who dribbled right and hit a leaner in the lane with just 0.7 seconds left. The Cyclones' last-ditch effort, a pass down the court by Poppins, was broken up, and that gave the Longhorns the victory. Iowa State was led by Moody's 14 points. Hallie Christofferson and Bryn Williamson also were in double digits with 13 and 10 points. The Cyclones will be back in action Sunday at Hilton Coliseum. They'll host number 17, Texas Tech. Tip-off is scheduled for 1:30 Sunday afternoon, and that game will be broadcast on FSN on television. In the NBA last night, Denver needed overtime to beat Philadelphia 108-104. Washington beat Oklahoma City 105-102. San Antonio beat Orlando in overtime 85-83. New Jersey over Golden State 107-100. It was Phoenix over New York 91-88. Boston beat Toronto 96-73. Minnesota over Detroit 93-85. It was Memphis topping New Orleans 93-87. Atlanta beat Portland 92-89. Sacramento over Indiana 92-88. The LA Clippers over Dallas 91-89. In the National Hockey League last night, four games. It was Chicago over Buffalo 6-2. Washington shut out Montreal 3-0. Colorado needed overtime to beat Florida 4-3. And it was Anaheim 6-2 over Phoenix. In football news, Tom Brady missed the New England Patriots' first practice for the AFC Championship game with an injury to his left non-throwing shoulder. The Patriots faced the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Before Wednesday's practice, Brady smiled and appeared to be in a good mood while speaking with reporters. The injury first kept Brady out of practice on December 28th, 4 days before he played all but the final offensive series in a 49-21 win over Buffalo. Last Saturday, he played every New England offensive series in a 45-10 divisional playoff win over Denver. There was no indication that his shoulder was injured further in that game. Coach Bill Belichick customarily lists many players on the injury report, but almost all usually end up playing. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning missed part of practice with a stomach illness. Coach Tom Coughlin calls it a stomach bug, hopefully a 24-hour deal. The team is preparing to play the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday for the NFC Championship. Tim Tebow is expected to make a full recovery without surgery from the rib, lung, and chest injuries he sustained in the Denver Broncos' loss at New England in an AFC divisional playoff game last weekend. Also, New York Giants Director of College Scouting Mark Ross is interviewed for the Chicago Bears' general manager vacancy. In baseball news, Yu Darvish and the Texas Rangers have reached a deadline deal. The two-time defending American League champion Rangers and the 25-year-old Darvish, who is considered Japan's best pitcher, came to an agreement on a $60 million six-year deal Wednesday, just before the end of a 30-day negotiating window. Rangers general manager John Daniels called Darvish a perfect fit for the two-time AL champions. Had the deal not been reached, Darvish would have returned to his Japanese league team, and the Rangers would have kept the record $51.7 million posting fee that was required for the exclusive rights to negotiate with Darvish. Darvish had a 93-38 record with a 1.99 ERA the past seven seasons in Japan. The 6'5" right-hander was a two-time Pacific League MVP and a five-time All-Star. Also in baseball news, Jamie Moyer agreed to terms on a minor league contract with an invite to the Rockies' spring training pending a physical. The 49-year-old lefty didn't play last season after undergoing Tommy John surgery on his throwing elbow. And Major League Baseball says former umpire Marty Springstead has died. He was 74. The commissioner's office says Springstead was found dead at his home in Florida Tuesday night. Springstead was an American League umpire from 1966 to 85 and worked the World Series in 73, 78, and 83. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.